My name is Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Elmarie S. Montgomery, E-L-M-A-R-I-E, middle initial S, last name M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. This visit was done on October 13, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The recent lab reveals a BUN of 18 from 26, creatinine of 1.21 from 1.27, and a GFR of 43 from 40, period. There is evidence of pyuria and non-significant proteinuria, which is probably related to the pyuria, period. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is 233 milligrams from 241 milligrams, period. The patient has a history of urinary incontinence and chronic pyuria, period. We recommend follow-up with a urologist for further evaluation of the incontinence and pyuria, period. This could, part of the differentials include your bladder or uterine prolapse, period. The patient's daughter states they were referred to Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, urologist for consult. However, they have not set up an appointment yet, period. We do not recommend treating with antibiotics unless the patient is symptomatic and there is evidence of organism, period. She currently denies any urinary symptoms. We recommend douching with 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water to promote acidity in the vaginal area, which will help prevent further bacterial buildup. Period. Number two, urinary incontinence, possible overactive bladder, as per number one, period. Number three, hyperlipidemia with mild elevation of the LDL, otherwise the lipid panel is unremarkable. Continue with the lovastatin. Period. The next line, GERD / Barrett's esophagus, currently stable on omeprazole. Next line, anxiety / depression, stable on current regimen. The next line, osteoporosis. Is currently taking vitamin D supplementation. We recommend weight-bearing exercises, period. Next line, memory impairment related to the aging process, which is stable. Next line, the patient has an elevated cortisol level of 24.1. She does report fatigue, period. She is not anemic, and there is no other cause for, reason for this from the kidneys standpoint, period. Her TSH is slightly elevated at 4.8. However, her free T3 and free T4 are within normal limits, period. We will repeat the cortisol level and thyroid panel and recommend that she follows up with her PCP, Sally Oliver, from Dr. Maxwell's office for further evaluation. period. Her B12 is within normal limits. We will reevaluate in 5 months with laboratory workup. And